to me, Dick Hyman is virtually a living, breathing encyclopedia of jazz piano styles. And he's done a lot of stuff throughout his career. He's written for theater, he's written for dance, a lot of film work. If you've been to a Woody Allen movie or two, you've probably heard Dick Hyman there. He did a lot of music for Zelig, Hannah and Her Sisters, Sweet and Low Down. But I think one of the most important things Dick Hyman has done is help to preserve those early piano styles of rags, ragtime, stride piano, boogie-woogie and stuff like that. So we start off the list with a song written in 1917 by Jelly Roll Morton. And Hyman does so many different styles, you can't cover the palette
right
in five songs. So I chose this one because it has really elements of two styles. It's ragtime and a little stride piano. And since it's by Jelly Roll Morton, it also has that little bit of Spanish tinge that Morton liked. It's a song called The Crave.
Well, Nick, as you mentioned, Dick Hyman was a master of many styles, and he did so many things. We're going to move on and talk about a little bit more of what he did.
Yeah, like I said, I think that as a preservationist, he's very important. But, you know, a lot of people associate him strictly with kind of swing music and stride piano and stuff. But I think he's pretty progressive as well. He certainly was listening to the bebop movement and the Brazilian jazz movement. And one of the songs on the list is a really interesting version of a song that KPLU listeners are probably familiar with, the song Sudanço Samba, that was from the very popular Getz Gilberto album. And he does this in a piano duet with a woman named Moral Gunniman. I really like this song. Hyman is so elegant, and so is his collaborator on this one. It's kind of like the auditory equivalent of a pointillistic painting.
Oh.
It's very precise in a weird improvisational way.
Well, I've never heard that song done on piano like that.
No, or pianos.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, it's one of the things I like about that is that you can't tell where the arrangement stops and the improvisation begins, kind of.
Right, and he did a really good job arranging that, and we're going to move on now and talk about another Dick Hyman tune.
Yeah, this one is a combination of many songs. It's the song that I end the five-song list with, and it is from a CD that Dick Hyman did. His idea was to take George Gershwin songs and rearrange them in the tradition of cornetist Bix Beiderbecke.
Huh.
And at one point, he does a solo piano piece of a Bix Beiderbecke song, but then he starts throwing in all kinds of Gershwin songs very cleverly. You could certainly make it a parlor game, play this song all the way through, and try to pick out all of the Gershwin references in what begins with a Bix Beiderbecke melody called In a Mist.
Well, we just heard a snippet there, but Nick, you and I have listened to the whole song, and we counted at least 6 Gershwin quotes.
Oh, yes, and there are more. It's incredibly clever. I think it's a lot of fun. And you should go to our website right now if you're listening and play the In a Mist Gershwin Parlor game.
That's right. And you can hear all 5 songs Nick selected to honor Dick Hyman at our website, kplu.org. Nick, thanks for coming in.
Oh, you're welcome.